Blog Talk Radio.
This is found in Mark
chapter 1. It says, now, this is Mark 1, verse 14. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. That's what I want you sheep to know. You want to know, he told me to feed his sheep. And I think that to feed his sheep, what I should do is read to you the verses of the Bible. But and that's one of the verses of the Bible that I just turned there. And I was looking for my favorite scripture. It's in Proverbs, and I will tell it to you. Proverbs chapter 3, it says, my son, forget not my laws, but let thine heart keep my commandments. That's what God has told you. Let your heart keep the commandments. Forget not the commandments. My favorite scripture is chapter 3, from 5 through 7. It reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. But be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I have read to you from chapter 3 of Proverbs, that's spelled Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. My favorite scripture. I hope that our Father will open up ears and understanding for you sheep to listen to my program. I'm not very sure. I left off in Ruth the last time, and I'm to read to you chapter 4 and further on. So I want to tell you who I am so you'll know who this person is. I am Sandra Harris. This is the Feed My Sheep show. Again, I'm Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. The Bible tells you to remember the Sabbath day. What day is the Sabbath, children? You're right. It is Saturday. Now, you go in to your Bible. You look it up. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well in Exodus chapter 20, chapter 3, verses 3 through 17. Let me say that again for you who are listening to me. I make mistakes. I am human. I was surprised that my father woke me up in a dream and told me this. He told me what to do. And it was, I have not forgotten it. I'm trying to be obedient. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. He tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. Read it for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. I hope you will take our Father's word for it. Listen, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. So, Sabbath is observed starting on Friday evening, and it ends on a Saturday evening. I ask you sheep to have your three P's ready. Amen. And you say, what are they? But I am from the old school. I like to have my pencil and paper ready. And I would not say it too fast that you cannot write down any scriptures that I may say, because they are important to me. You are to remember the scriptures, remember the commandments, and whatever I tell you, hopefully, this will get us into heaven. I know that I want to be a moral woman and or a virtuous woman, as in chapter 3 of Ruth told me. That's where I'm going to chapter 4 and Ruth today. But in chapter 3, it says that for the city, they do know that thou art a virtuous woman. He was telling Ruth that you should know. The city may know that you are a moral woman and a good woman. That's what he was saying. But now I am going to read chapter 4, and I hope my Father will bless me to read on all the way up to finish Ruth. It's only 4 chapters long. And then we'll get into Samuel. We'll read it until we can, until it's over with. Now, let's read Ruth chapter 4. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. It's the, sometimes I have another Bible. It's the New King James Version of the Bible. And I like what it reads, but nonetheless, I think that I should read the old Bible to you. And some of the words are very hard. And, you know, I have limited education. I did not finish college. I just got past my 3rd year into it. So hopefully he will let me go back. This time I want to go to an SBCU, a Southern Black College. No, that's where I want to graduate from. Let's read into Luke chapter 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate and set him down there. And behold, a kinsman of whom Boaz speak came, unto whom he said, ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit here, down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is one again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which was to our brother Elimelech. And I thought to advise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of the people, and thou wilt redeem it. Redeem it, but if thou wilt not redeem it, tell me that I may know, for there is none to redeem it besides thee, will none to receive it besides you. And I, after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. And he said, well, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the land of Naomi, thou mayest buy it also of Ruth the Moabite, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I, my, will ruin my own inheritance. Redeem it thou, right. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now, this was a manner in the former times in of Israel concerning and redeeming and concerning changing from the confirm to. Let me read verse 7 again. I was thinking that my computer was going to shut off, but it did not. Let's read it again. Verse number 7 of Luke, chapter 4. And now, this was the manner in former times in Israel concerning and redeeming and concerning and changing people. Therefore, the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off the shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto the people, you are witnesses this day that I have not all that was Elimelech and all that was Simeon and Milan in the hand of Naomi, Moreover, Ruth the Moabite, the wife of Milan, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that his name, that the name of the dead, be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of this place. We are witnesses this day, and all the people that were in the gate. And the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord makes a woman that is come into thy hand like Rachel and Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And thou do and do thy worthy of I come to this word, E-T-H-R-A-T-A-H. Let me see. How do I pronounce it? The quote. Well, I'll leave that pronunciation up unto you. You're much smarter than I. Hold on a moment. I was saying that you're much smarter than I. You can use this symbol for yourself. But since you are lazy, have been lazy, and don't, my father told me to do it. He told me to do that longer than 27 years ago. And I just started reading this Bible 27 years ago. I've read it 3 times. This is my 3rd time. Oh. Excuse me, I to belch. And the father, I don't know what this is doing. My phone is making a whole bunch of noise. It should not be. It is disturbing me. It really is. I wonder why. I wonder why. Let me pronounce this name again. I will try to pronounce it. E-P-H-R-O-T-E-S. Let me spell it for you. She E-P-H-R-A-T-A-H. And the father of the famous in Bethlehem. And they lay and let the house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare. And the Perez is spelled P-H-A-R-E-Z, whom Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, bare unto Judah of the seed of which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. And Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception. He bare a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which he has not left thee this day without a kinsman. And Naomi was happy about that young lady having a child for her dead son that had his name made me famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a stranger. They restore of thy life and a nurse of thy old age, for that thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better than seven sons. I wonder why my phone is clicking like this. I wonder what is happening. Father, it's disturbing me. Let me read verse 15 of chapter 4 again. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, has borne him. And the elder took the child and laid it on her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the woman, her neighbor, gave it a name, saying, "There is a son born to me only." And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez got Heman, and Heman begat Ram, and Ram begat Abinadab, and Abinadab begat Nathan, and Nathan begat Solomon, and Solomon begat Boaz, and Boaz you got Obed. Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. So there you have, I have read to you the ending of the book of Ruth. The genealogy. On my computer, I have written, "We are about Solomon, Palestine's wife." And that's in Judges 14. I have finished reading Judges, period. I have finished reading Judges and went on to read the entire book of Ruth. And I'm reading as much as I can because I never know when the Lord may call me. And I want you sheep to know, hopefully this will not be my last time around, because there is another book I found in the Bible. I forget where it was found, but I found it. And I want to read that one to you, sheep, as I am reading this book here. Let's turn to the first book of Samuel. Okay? It reads here in the preface. The first book of Samuel describes the transition of leadership in Israel from judges to kings. Three chapters are permanent in the book of Samuel. Judges, the first judge and last leg. Well, I think my eyes, I saw it, I skipped my excuse me for my Kingdom Second Kingdom of Samuel, First and Second Kings are called Second, Third, and Fourth Kingdom. So, let me read this here. Hopefully, I will be able to pronounce this name. If not, I will have a word out to you. So, this Bible okay, is in. The new book of the Bible, of the King James Bible, and the words are made, are said differently. Let's go chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Roma. That's the RAMAPHAIM-ZOPHAIM of Mount Ephraim. And his name was Eliakim. Let it spell E-L-K-A-N-A-H. Elikita, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, that's E-L-I-A-U, the son of Tubal, and that's T-O-H-U, the son of Ethan, that's E-U. T H N E for night. And he is two wives, the name of whom one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Penach. That's spelled P E N. I-N-N-A-H. And Hannah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man was, verse 3, and this man went out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eliahopah and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that he would come, it's the E-L-K-A-N. A.H. offered. He gave the penance. He gave to Penah, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portion, but to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut Hannah. The Lord had shut up Hannah's womb, and her adversary provoked her sore. That means that when she was provoking her sore, she was teasing her because she couldn't have her children. But the Lord said to make her fret, because the Lord had set up her womb, as he did so year after year, she went up to the house of the Lord. So he provoked. So she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Eli Elkanah, this spell Elkanah, her husband, to Hannah, weep, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thou hard queen, and I have not better to thee than 10 sons? Let me read this 8 again. Father, I need to know. Then said, Akia, E-L-K-A-N-A-H, Akana, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is it thy heart grieved? Why am I bitter to thee? So Hannah rose up and they had eaten sorrow. And after they had eaten, now Eli, the precept of man is eaten by his head and the temple of the day. And he went in bitterness at Saul and prayed unto the man and wept for. So she was in the crack. God's grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Her countenance is like her facial expression. Like, you know how when you get sad, you may look down and not up. And maybe that's something I should think about. People should not frown up and look so bad. I was telling my sister, I suppose another week ago, the people faces are down, are always looking down and looking sad. Look up, people. That's what I'm going to tell you, as well as I tell myself, because I have been brokenhearted and haven't gotten to it yet. But Jesus came to the brokenhearted. And something else I think is in Isaiah chapter 61. But let's read on. I am in Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to the house of Rahab. That's R-A-M-A-H and Elkan. E-L-K-A-N-A-H knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, that she bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the men, E-L-K-A-N-A-H, and the house, let me start verse 21 again. And the men, let me put a second. And lift it up for iTunes, Google Play, and Apple Play.
Father, help your children. Let them fall by the side of the road and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a faith in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know you've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.
See you next time, Jesus.